Yud Aleph Tishrei, Sunday the 5th of October, Rabbi Yitzi David, transition from Yom Kippur to Sukkot. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored for the Yortzeit of Mrs. Hannah Klein, Hannah Bas Reb Avrom, Nibla Yud Gimel Tishrei, Tuf Shein Sabach Tes.
Thanks, Rabbi Dudi, for the opportunity to speak, particularly for giving me the zchus of having a night seder last night, instead of going and building my sukkah. I was busy preparing a shir, so big zchus. I suppose coming out of Yom Kippur, the question that strikes to everyone, anyone who's here for Shacharis, heard the Rav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, first halacha, is straight after Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to start building your sukkah. But it feels very strange. Yom Kippur, we've had Elul, Rosh Hashanah, culmination, Yom Kippur, and then suddenly straight into Sukkot. Motzah, Yom Kippur, everyone's running about, buying the Dalam Minim, building their Sukkah, and Eretz Yisrael, maybe even in Golders Green sometimes, you can hear the banging at midnight after Sukkot, people banging away, building their Sukkot. It feels very strange. Why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that just a few days after Yom Kippur, we're straight into Sukkot? It's quite difficult. The men, we have to go out and buy aluminium, because obviously we don't do that before Yom Kippur, because we think maybe they'll not be as fresh unless we buy it straight before. We have to build our sukkahs. The ladies have only a few days now to cook for Yom Tov. The dry cleaners only have a couple of days to get everyone's suits ready for Yom Tov. And it's not like it couldn't have been another way. You could ask the same question. You know, people say, we wish we had Sfiras HaOmer, full 49 days to prepare from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. We feel like Aseres Me'etshuva is not enough, we need longer. But that's when it was. We want to know, why is Tisha B'Av in the heart of the summer, one of the longest days when it's so hot? But that's when Tisha B'Av was. When it comes to Sukkot, we know that Sukkot wasn't supposed to be now. Sukkot, if you understand, why do we sit in Sukkot? So we know, because when Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they had to sit in Sukkot. So why now? Why not Pesach time? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka move it now? So we know the answers that you feel the protection more, etc. But why so close to Yom Kippur? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have put it in a week's time, 2 weeks' time. Just giving us 3 days to prepare seems a bit difficult. So evidently there has to be some very strong connection between the build-up of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So we try and understand a little bit what the avodah of Sukkot is, what we're trying to do by sitting in these huts. It's definitely one of the most strangest Yom Tovim. As strange as you feel having to daven Shacharis in an airport, putting on your tefillin, and everyone look at you like you're a bit crazy, you feel much stranger walking down the road holding Lulavim and Esrogim. People think we're bananas. I mean, we don't care, but still, we do care a little bit. We shouldn't care, but we do. So, what is Sukkot all about? Why are we sitting in these huts? Why are we running around with these Lulavim? I'll tell you a funny story. When a friend of mine happened to get a new cleaner just before Sukkot, and you can understand, 3 days only to prepare for Yom Tov and build your sukkah, everything was a bit tense in the home, and the husband and wife, you know, she was busy getting ready for the food and the children ready, and he was ready building the sukkah, etc., etc. And straight after Yom Tov, the repair decided to leave the house. So her friend happened to work in another house, so the Balabais asked his friend to ask his cleaner, why did she leave? What was so bad in our home that after just a few days she left? So the friend went back to ask the au pair why in fact she left, and she said, I'll tell you something. I've met crazy people before, but these people, I've seen husbands and wives argue. I've seen people get in fights, but this was another level. Not only were they arguing, not only did it get so bad, but he didn't leave. Instead of leaving, he builds a hut in the garden and he starts living there. And then he starts waving around these branches in the house. These people are crazy. And she left. So all see, that sounds a bit funny. What are we doing with these dalamin? What are we doing sitting in a sukkah? So perhaps if we understand a little bit of the avodah of sukkah, what in fact we're supposed to be working on, maybe we'll understand why it fits so nicely, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that it comes so close to Yom Kippur. So we know there's really two parts to Sukkos. There's the Sukkah, there's the Dalaminim, each has its own sort of Avodah. Sukkah, we know, is really a machlokes in the Gemara as to what sukkahs represent, but really it comes down to the same yisod. You know, Rabbi Eliezer tells us it's the Anei HaKovod, and Rabbi Akiva tells us it's to understand that we actually, that it's not because of the Anei HaKovod, it's just to remember that's exactly what the Yidden did when they came out of Mitzrayim. They actually lived in Sukkot, and the Rashbab over there tells us that this is to help us understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one day we used to live in booths, we used to live in these huts. So to remember that this is really how you could live. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that Baruch Hashem, the whole year round we have a solid roof over our head. The whole year round we have the heat and the warmth of our homes. But don't forget where you came from. Don't forget what it could be like. And appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that He gives us something else the whole year round. Rabbi Eliezer tells us, it's Zeicha the Anei HaKovod. And we understand that the inyan of the Anei HaKovod is really to understand as a test in Betochan. To understand that we think we're safe, we think we're secure in the brick walls that we live in and the solid roof over our heads, comes along Sukkos to remind us that that's not where our protection is from. You can have the best security system in the world, but the protection is really from the Borei Olam. Not only that, we know that the Ikar of a Sukkah is really the Schach. Hashem Schach Kori Sukkah, says Rashi in the beginning of Sukkah. And Schach is dafka where we have the halachas of what stuff's allowed to be made from. We know psolis gerim v'yekev. Dafka has to be things that are normally disposed of. Psolis gerim v'yekev are things that the psal, things that we normally get rid of, something that we don't value, something that we don't believe has any value to it. And dafka that we use to protect ourselves, ki'ilu. As if that's protecting us, to remind us, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the tzeil, is really the one that is protecting us, kol hashana. So it's an avodim b'tochon. We have to understand what this b'tochon is. The other chelek is, we know we have dalid minim, and dafka the pasuk brings by dalid minim usmachtem that we know that we have to be b'simcha, and it's even here the end of Hilchus Lulav where we start talking about simchas beis shueva, that the Rambam gives a whole musa drosha about being b'simcha. And you have to be over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. And the Magid Mishnah goes into a whole spiel about how if you're not over Hashem b'simcha, and that this is the ikar of all mitzvahs, and if you don't have simcha in your life, then that's not really being mekayim the mitzvahs. So one chelik of Sukkos is clearly the bitochan aspect, whereas the other chelik is very much simcha. So we have to understand the connection between these two things. And then we'll try and understand a little bit why Yom Kippur is the hachana for this. So, the connection between Simcha and Bitochen is, we know that you can only really have true Simcha if you have Bitochen. If you're Beteach B'Hashem, if you really understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can really have true Simcha. When we're so worried, the Pasuk in Geheles tells us, "Matuka sheina sa'uved in ma'at v'imharbe yoicha, v'asover le'oshe einenu maniach lo'lishen." Says, "Sweet is the sleep of the oved, of the worker, in ma'at v'imharbe yoicha. Whether he has a little, whether he has a lot, he'll eat, and he'll be satisfied, and he'll sleep well at night. V'asover le'oshe einenu maniach lo'lishen." But however, the satiety, the fact that a wealthy person is full and has everything that he may need, doesn't allow him to sleep at night. Because the more that he has, the more he has to worry about. An oni, he's worried about whether he eats or whether he doesn't eat. And if he eats, he goes to sleep. And if he doesn't eat, he goes to sleep and he sleeps well. But the oshir, who's got so many things to worry about, is worrying about the next business deal, is worrying about all his nechosim, is worrying about all his riches. Is this one going to try and cheat him? Is this one his friend because he likes him as a person or because he likes him for his money? The Oshir can't sleep at night. The Oshir, he can't rest. But if we have real bitachon, if we understand that everything that's parnasam in a shamayim, if you want a good lesson in Musa, and you don't want to learn a Musa Sefer, just take a ride in any taxi in Eretz Yisrael. And any taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael will tell you a very important yisoid. Parnasah min hashamayim. Simple as that. Take a ride in a taxi. There's two reasons why you'll have in Eretz Yisrael, you have a lesson in Betochum when you take a taxi. Number one is Parnasah min hashamayim. And number two, the driving. And make sure you don't take it too early in the morning, because even though he's a Frum Yid and he's saying Kriya Shema, while he's driving and saying Kriya Shema, sometimes it's quite dangerous. But either way, someone actually did that once. Anyway, but either way, you'll understand Parnasah min hashamayim, what does that mean? That as much as you think that you have to do your shtadlus, and as much as you think that you're going to be the one who makes the business deal, you're going to be the one, it was because of the way you thought and you did, and you have to understand that really everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we really understood this on a higher level, we may not even do any hishtadlus. On the highest daraga, we wouldn't have to do any hishtadlus. You'd understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know David HaMelech tells us that everything he had, and everything he achieved, but he was never proud, he was never arrogant. Pasuk tells us in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph, he tells us, the reason why I was never proud, I was never haughty, and I never thought anything great of myself, he says, Im lo shivisi v'domamti nafshi kagamul alai imoy kagamul alai nafshi. He says, the way I lived, the way I always felt, was like a baby in his mother's arms. On the one hand, the baby has nothing to worry about. It can't do anything. The baby isn't able to achieve for itself. But because it's able to sit there and do nothing, it's totally reliant on his mother. Says David, I was like that, in the arms of Hashem. If you understand that really you are like a baby in the arms of Hashem, that really we can do nothing just like a baby can do nothing. And everything that we may achieve, everything you may grow to be, is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have that level of bitachon, you understand that you can just lie in the arms of Hashem. Hashem will protect you. Hashem will look after you and provide you everything you could possibly need. There's no greater provider than a mother to a baby. So a newborn baby, everything that baby needs, the mother provides. So if we really understood like David HaMelech, that the real way to achieve and the real way to gain things in life is by having real bitachon and real trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'd be able to relax. This is obviously quite difficult, and we're told that really that's the key to true simcha. That's the way to really be the simcha. So obviously this is a difficult thing. And to come into Sukkos and to be able to just move out of your home, move out of your dearest Ara into your dearest Keva, and try and feel really bitochen in our Kodesh Baruch Hu, perhaps will be difficult. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is the ultimate preparation for this. We know, we start with Elul, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, to understand that the build-up to Rosh Hashanah is all about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is about understanding, is being Mamlech Hashem, understanding that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, that we have no control, that He really is in charge over us. And Yom Kippur obviously has the kapora and the slicha and the focus on teshuva. But the real understanding is, why is there a Yom Tov aspect to Yom Kippur, and even Rosh Hashanah, is the bitochen that we have, the haftocha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we will be forgiven. The bitochen that you have in Hashem, the one thing, I'm not sure about Ashkenazim, but the Sephardim, the focus of the slichas that we say for 40 days, it's one of my favourite things, is when the first day after Ashkenazim will start to slichas, is when Machavrus or any other person in the Kohelot starts moaning that they're tired that day. I say, one day of slichas and you're tired. You've been doing it for a whole month already. No. Be together. So the Sephardim, the focus of the slichas, is we say, obviously everyone, we all have the Gimel Midas, but we have Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah Zolchosh Olch Malchus Shemaim, Hashem Malakim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach. Everything that we're trying to understand with the Shema, with Hashem Alekim, is understanding that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to really work on yourself, you want to achieve a real tshuva, you have to have bitochen, you have to understand that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, Hu Alekim. You have to understand that everything in our lives, whether it be the din, whether it be the rachamim, the different shemes of Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, both shemes, both midas, whether it's expressed the midas harachamim, or even midas hadin, that we have to understand that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, that very same Hashem, Hu Elokim. We have to understand that everything that goes in our lives, that goes on in our lives, is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the culmination of Yom Kippur, just before the Kaddish, just before the Tzkiyah Shofar, the culmination of of Yom Kippur is the Hashem Hu Elokim, we said 7 times. Because that was the Avodah, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, to understand that He is the Melech, to understand that He is the one that orchestrates everything that goes on in our lives. So through Yom Kippur, through understanding, through this Avodah for 40 days, if we can come to this realization, this actualization, this understanding in our minds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, then perhaps we can have real bitachon. We can understand that Hashem is the one who protects us, and only then can you have real simcha. Only then can you have a chag or yom tov where its whole focus is man simchasein. It ends in simchas Torah, the mitzvah simchas beis shuva. Throughout it, the whole focus of the yom tov of Sukkot is the simcha. But you can only have the simcha if you understand bitochon. If you understand that everything is from Hashem. But the question then, l'chora, is why do you have them both? You have a build-up. Why can it not just be that if you really do your avodah on Yom Kippur, so now you're ready, now you're a b'teach v'Hashem, now you have bitochen. What's the difference between Yom Kippur, where you're standing there in shul, you're like a malach, and you're proclaiming to Hashem, understand that everything comes from you, everything that went on in my life, everything's from Hashem, why is that not enough? If the only way we can get through Sukkot is having the bitochen of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, we came to that realization on Yom Kippur. The whole avodah of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur was to come to that realization. So what more do we need now with Sukkot? What is the difference? So for this, I'd like to share one of my favorite me'ashlachs, the Ishbitzer. When I say it's one of my favorite, I'll probably learn about 3, but this one's particularly great. He's actually talking about something different. He's talking about the famous pasuk of Na'aseh v'Nishma. Klal Yisrael, why are we makdim Na'aseh to Nishma? I just want to make the question a little bit stronger first. I'm trying to understand, number one, why we need them both. Why is Yom Kippur not enough? And number two, the question we originally started with is the transition. Why do they have to be so close together? Not only am I saying that there's a connection, that they're the same Yisod, but why do they have to be 3 days, 4 days? You have no time to prepare from Yom Kippur to Sukkot. More than that, why do we feel, nowhere more do you feel the stira between different parts of Yiddishkeit? We know that in Yiddishkeit, you go to shul, you daven, and Yom Kippur is the ultimate where we don't eat, and we barely sleep, and we daven all day, we don't wash, we don't bathe, Nowhere do we feel more like a malach, do we feel like this spiritual, holy person who almost feel like should be sitting on this mountain in Tibet and meditating all day and becoming one of these monks. You feel this holiness. You feel like a malach. You dress like a malach. You wear your kittel. You don't wear shoes. You don't eat. You don't sleep for 25 hours. We're told, we say Baruch Shem aloud because you're on the Madrega of a malach on Yom Kippur. And yet, immediately after, straight after Avdolah, you quickly grab something to eat, and you're banging away building a sukkah, running around looking for Dalad Minim. Is there a more of a focus on the physical side of mitzvahs than sukkahs? We know also Purim, Yom HaKippurim, famous for. But sukkahs is where physically we understand that we have to actually do things. My chavrusa asked me, we're learning different halachas, and he just went to a shir about Hilchos Dalad Minim, and he said, I don't understand. According to these halachas that we just learned, as Mishnah Berurah brings down Eliyahu Rabbah about Esrogim, that basically all of us are wasting our time. Ruba the Ruba of Esrogim are perfectly kosher, probably Mehuda. So what are we wasting our time with our magnifying glasses looking and take it to the Rav and queue up for 3 hours? And he says, L'chor is Bittul Zman. Bittul Torah, Bittul Zman. Do your mitzvah, you become your mitzvah. So I said to him, no. Said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that this is what we need. And this is what the Me'ashlach explains to us. I'll explain. Meshach asks, why are we Makdim Na'aseh to Nishma? He says that really the ultimate is Nishma. Behind every single mitzvah, there's a kavanah, there's a yesoid, there's a principle, there's something that we're supposed to understand about Bria and understand about the Borei Olam. There's something that this mitzvah is supposed to connect us, try and help us to understand. He says, but the problem is, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given us physical mitzvahs, but rather He told us just to sit and to think and to meditate about certain points, we would never be able to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us physical. He creates us in a way that we live in a physical world, with physical human beings, with physical urges and desires. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us like that, He understood that had He just to leave us to meditate, we never really get to that yesod. We never truly understand the avodah of where we're supposed to get to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us physical mitzvahs, physical ways, something that we can relate to, something tangible, a pair of tefillin, a lulav, an esrog, a mezuzah. Because only through those physical means are we able to get to that ultimate understanding, the ultimate kavanah behind the mitzvahs. It says, that's why it says, na'aseh, and only then nishma. You can try and understand. Go and learn Kabbalah, try and understand the deeper ideas behind things. But the best way for your average person, your normal person, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through mitzvahs. And dafka physical mitzvahs. Dafka things that you can feel and you can touch. So na'aseh, through the na'aseh, once you've done the na'aseh, then you can get to the nishma. So someone uses this to also explain kasha, we say, the zakai is the Torah, lefikach hirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. What do you mean, lefikach hirba Torah mitzvahs? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a schus, give us one mitzvah, give us two, give us three, okay, give us mitzvah pnei nach. So many mitzvahs, l'chor, so many opportunities to fail. So many opportunities for avera. So, but using this me'ashlach, it's beautiful. There's other terutzim, obviously, the Rambam, Maharal. But the me'ashlach, according to this me'ashlach, is beautiful. Because the only way that we can really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the mitzvahs. And if the goal is to ultimately connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael. He wanted to give us a schus to be able to build a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach hirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, He gave us 613 avenues, 613 ways to connect to Him, to use our physical bodies, to do physical mitzvahs to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is one of the avodas of Sukkot. We're so physical. We shake a lulav and esrog, all different directions. We're totally surrounded in a mitzvah. Your eating is a mitzvah. Your sleeping is a mitzvah. Anything more gewaldic than that? Your sleeping can be a mitzvah. You're totally surrounded physically by a mitzvah. Because even if we go through Elul, and we go through Rosh Hashanah, and we go through Yom Kippur, and we feel so spiritual, we feel so elevated, the real challenge is Motzi Yom Kippur. It's very nice to live like a malach, to go sit on a mountain in Tibet and meditate and not have to deal with people, with your wife, with your mother-in-law, with your children, with business. It's very easy. But to live in a physical world, to go and do business and still be a Yosha Yid, still be from, still keep the mitzvahs and do everything, that's much more difficult. In fact, I'll take it one step further, ask the question a bit starker. According to that, if it's Nasa v'nishma, so the chur is the wrong way around. It shouldn't be that Yom Kippur is the achonah for Sukkot. It should be that Sukkot is the achonah for Yom Kippur. Na'aseh, you do the physical mitzvahs, v'nishma. Then you'll get to Madrega of Yom Kippur. So to answer this, just a basic yisoid. We know we're told, and Rabbeinu Yonah brings down different reasons, that eating Erev Yom Kippur is equal to fasting on Yom Kippur. How does that make any sense? It's much more difficult to fast. It's very easy to eat. You know, we all think being very frum, we make sure mum must eat all day and all those things we wouldn't eat other days of the year. It doesn't matter, it goes against my diet. It's a mitzvah to eat it today. How can it be great? How can it be equal to fasting on Yom Kippur? So the answer, I don't have time to go through it inside, but there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Peches on base. It's normally brought around Shavuos time. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Moshe Rabbeinu up to be Mekabel Torah, to take Torah down to the Yidden. And the Malachim turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, my, boss of Adam, you're bringing a human being? Hashem says, don't worry, he's come to receive the Torah. The Torah? The Heilig Torah you're going to give to boss of Adam? To human beings? Look what they're going to do with it. How could you take something so holy and give it to boss of Adam? And Moshe Rabbeinu was terrified. He's just been a whole entourage of Malachim surrounding him. He's scared. He says that he's going to be burnt up by the hevel of their mouths. By the taina. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you answer them. You want Torah? You answer them. So Moshe is scared. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they've got a strong taina. I'm scared of them. Hashem says, don't worry, hold on to my kisei HaKavod and you'll be able to answer. Whatever that means. I have no idea. And what does Moshe answer? Moshe answers very simple. He says, Malachim, what does it say in Torah? Let's just go through the Aseret HaDibros. So you have to believe in Hashem. Fine. You're not allowed to worship idols. You're not allowed to turn away from Hashem. It says, you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. Yom HaBalayli, you have a half a minute for a second to ever go and worship anyone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you ever think otherwise? Goes on, Shabbos. Says, Sheshesh Yomim Ta'asekom Melachtecha. What malacha? What malacha did you ever do? You've never worked a day in your life. I work for 6 days. I need Shabbos. Kavadei Savicha Vesimecha. You don't have parents. How can you be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbadah Va'eim? And then goes through. Hello, Tiritach, listen. You don't have a Yetzahara. If you don't have a Yetzahara, what do you need the mitzvahs for? What do you need Torah for? And Malachim and Mekabel. Because the Malachim understand and understood through Moshe that the reason why we have Torah, it may be nice to feel like a malach Matzah Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur you feel unbelievable. But lo nitna Torah le malachi asharis. The Torah wasn't given to Malachim and it wasn't written for Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gave us the Torah. Dafka the Yidden, Dafka physical human beings, we are the ones that need the Torah. So it's very nice, there's the Madrega of Yom Kippur where you feel like a malach. But that's not the ultimate Madrega. The ultimate Madrega is those physical mitzvahs. To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand, even though I have a Yetzahara, even though I'm this, even though I am nothing but boss of Adam, I can still worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can still serve Hashem. And that makes us even greater than the Malachim. Yom Kippur is one level. But to be able to live in this world, and through physical things, and despite our Yetzaharas, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate level. You may think, I now have time, on Rav Dudi. The last night I was sitting and learning, I should have been going out, building my sukkah, delving into physicality, but not this time. But obviously the other level is the transition through sukkahs all the way to Simchas Torah, that the Madrega, the Yira of Yom Kippur, and the high spiritual level of Yom Kippur, and the physical level of sukkahs, of the Ava, connecting to Hashem, Agav, that's why Dafka, my sukkah says Kol Ezra Yisrael. Because every single person is shayach to this level. But obviously there's the real, really the ultimate level, which is through connecting to Torah, Yediyas HaTorah, is really the ultimate level of connecting to Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, for next time. Shabbat.
Very good.